is The Guardian. I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Federal Labor MP Ed Husic has joined a growing chorus of people objecting to an upcoming visit by the Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
I'm obviously very uncomfortable about this visit. I'm entitled to have a differing view, and my view is I don't think that this was a good decision, but it's going to happen. Nothing I can say about that is going to stop that.
The Western Sydney MP has also cautioned against attempts to silence or clamp down on protests.
While people express their views, they should not do so in a way that incites hate or violence. But at the same time, it shouldn't be assumed that just because they're protesting that it will lead to that. And if people are prevented from protesting, like, that just basically captures pressure that will continue to build.
Speaking to Full Story, the former frontbencher criticised the finger-pointing by politicians after the Bondi attack.
I dare say a lot of people listening to the podcast would agree. We don't blame entire communities for extremist individuals. We don't.
And the relative silence following the bomb threat at an Invasion Day rally in Perth.
I'm just going to say it. I reckon if the person who threw that bomb was brown or Muslim, we'd be having a different discussion. I just point blank think it would be different. And that's not good enough.
Today, Federal Labor MP Ed Husic on why he opposes a visit by the Israeli president and the fear-mongering after Bondi. It's Wednesday, the 4th of February.